Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. Aaron Soigling is with us from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. He's our area field agronomy specialist, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Crop Advantage meetings coming up here for 2022. There are a series of meetings throughout the month of January, including one that's scheduled for here in Atlantic coming up on January 20th, as folks will have an opportunity to learn some more. Aaron, how are you today?
I'm good, Jim.
Well, good. Talk a little bit about the Crop Advantage series. This has been going on for some time.
Yeah, we've had a long history of kind of reaching out to farmers in local areas. And so the Crop Advantage series meetings are kind of an ongoing thing. We missed last year, obviously, due to concerns with COVID, but we will be back this year here at the Community Center, and it will be a live program on January 20th. So we're looking forward to getting back out and just have a whole host of things related to crops in particular that we'll talk about that day.
Well, yeah, you got 2 years worth of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we've got some stuff backed up, and so this is kind of open to anyone, and what we've tried to do this year is we've kind of opened it up to a couple of speakers that maybe are not directly related to commercial ag, so I want to reiterate those to folks. I'm going to have Joe Morris come and talk, and he's going to talk about managing ponds. I've seen a lot of ponds this last year, particularly with it being warm, so I've got a lot of questions on, you know, managing my pond, and he'll talk about all the things related to algae and pond management. The other thing that we'll see is Dr. Billy Beck will come. He's an extension forestry specialist and going to talk about windbreaks and how to manage those and problems that you're having in windbreaks. And so these are a little bit different than what I normally talk about, but we'll still have all of the other topics related to, you know, crop production management as well. But just wanted to tell people we're going to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Are you given a little bit of flexibility when it comes to the local sessions on what you kind of type of sessions you might like to have?
Yeah, so what we've done here in Atlantic is there's a kind of a schedule that you can choose. And so we basically will offer a keynote speaker first thing in the morning, and that'll talk about corn rootworms. And that's kind of the hot button agronomically this past year, Jim, is lots of questions on corn rootworm. And so Dr. Aaron Hodson's going to come and talk about that. And then producers can kind of begin to pick their schedule a little bit. So I'll have two breakout sessions, and so they get to choose what they want to hear related to that. So we're going to talk about soil fertility. That's going to be a hot topic as well. We'll talk about weather in particular. And I always hit on the aquatic vegetation, and then we'll talk about farm transition and estate planning. There's lots of tax questions going on, and so we'll get Tim Christensen down to talk about that a little bit. Then we'll talk about other insects related to that. Carbon markets are also a real hot topic, and then corn fungicide.
This is quite an opportunity to be able to talk with a whole bunch of specialists all at one time.
This is really a unique opportunity for, you know, people that want to come out and come to us locally and get access to all the professors from campus. And they're nice 1 hour, 45 minute to 1 hour sessions, so it's not overwhelming for that part. We always have a nice catered lunch from the downtowner here in Atlantic, and that's always good food, Jim.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Very good. Again, trying to keep it as local as we can here in the area. Well, you do get some folks that do some traveling. I assume some of these specialists that you have here are involved in a number of these different sessions.
Yeah, so some of those specialists will also be at other locations. And so, you know, if January 20th doesn't work for someone, we also do one in Denison on January 27th, and that would catch some people as well. And oftentimes, maybe it just doesn't work. We also have a new opportunity that we launched last year called Crops TV. And this is something that you can do from the comfort of your home, Jim.
Very good. Is that something that you'll be offering live, or will that be something that's recorded and available for playback later?
Yep, it's recorded and it's available for playback later. So if somebody, you know, wants to work hard all day and come in and, you know, have an adult beverage, they can log on and they can watch whatever episodes that they want. Those will start the 3rd of January, and you can kind of watch them at your leisure.
Oh, excellent. These sessions are meant to be not just telling folks what they know already. Isn't this just trying to kind of enhance and keep them up with what's going on at this particular time?
Yep, it's an educational event, so we're, you know, looking at the latest cutting-edge research and kind of some things that we've seen and kind of what's going on, and so I think it's a good opportunity for growers to kind of get that information from a trusted source.
Do some of these ideas for speakers or sessions, does it come specifically from some of the visits that you've had with some of the producers?
Yep, so a lot of those speakers are chosen locally, so I work with the local Cass County Extension, Kate Olson and myself. We kind of try to bounce ideas off of what we're getting questions with locally, and I work with my other county offices as well to kind of ask them, you know, we kind of measure the traffic specific to southwest Iowa in particular, and that's how we try to choose those topics.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of area to cover there too, not just in topics but also in distance, so it's kind of nice to be able to bring people together. And I assume you'll get folks from several area counties involved.
Yeah, we do. We cover a pretty good swath here in southwest Iowa, so it's pretty representative of the, you know, 12 counties here in the southwest corner, so that really is a nice opportunity.
Okay. Now, there is a cost for this.
Yep, there is a cost associated with that and stuff, and so it's $60 if you can register early, and that, of course, includes your meal as well.
Okay. And now the cost that's involved in this, $60. Well, gosh, there's if you take advantage of some of the information that's provided, isn't there an opportunity to maybe save that and more back through your production work?
Yeah, you could probably save that just on the soil fertility talk based on current fertilizer prices, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think I saw some numbers from Iowa State University saying that a lot of folks that have attended in the past say that they probably save between $5 and $20 an acre from some of the information that they've gleaned from some of these Crop Advantage Series meetings. So you will turn that back around and be able to take that back home and put it in your pocket, too. Also, some education credits. Is there continuing education involved with this?
Yeah, for folks that are certified crop advisors, yes, they can also get credits that day. Also, those folks that wish to recertify their private pesticide applicator recertification, they can also come that day. They need to attend all day, and then at the end of the day, I'll do some required things, and they can also get their certification that day as well, and that's also included in the price.
Okay. Well, of course, it's always tough to get producers out of the fields and out of the yards and stuff because it's, you know, it's important to be out there taking care of that business, but I guess if any time of the year, this would be the time to try to get everybody together, and a good time to kind of take stock on what we did this past year and look ahead to this coming year. And when you look ahead at this next year, I know prices are up out there on some of the commodities and things, but it's unfortunately there aren't a lot of folks that are selling right now because they just don't have the stockpile right now. But do you expect that those prices will remain pretty decent for a while?
You know, it's really hard to tell, Jimmy. It's kind of like a teeter-totter at the moment. We just kind of see the market move a little bit, kind of ebbs and flows a little bit. I think it's actually down just a little bit today as we're talking, you know, but who knows what the future holds.
Yeah, well, if you're better prepared, then the future holds a little bit more to the those folks who are ready. All right. So anyway, if they want to register for the Crop Advantage Series, especially this meeting here in Atlantic coming up on January 20th, how do they go about doing that?
The best way to do it is simply to do this online, and you can kind of find that information at just www.cropadvantage.org, and you can get all the registration information right there, and that's going to be the easiest way to do that, Jim.
Okay, and sign-up's pretty simple, pretty straightforward?
Yep, pretty simple, pretty straightforward.
Okay, and they take care of that that cost right then and there?
Yep, we'll take care of all that right then and there, so when you show up that day, it's all taken care of.
Okay, anything that folks should bring with them?
Nope, just the ability to learn.
That's a good ability. Very good. All right. And if they want to know any more, they can surely find that online. And I'm sure a lot of those questions can be answered when you go online to register there as well. And if folks want to learn more, we'll just pop on in that day. And again, if you can't make it for some reason that day, you might want to check into that after the fact opportunity there too with the recorded video program. That should be a nice opportunity for folks to take advantage of as well. Aaron Soigling is the field agronomist for Southwest Iowa and helping to coordinate the Crop Advantage Series meetings here in our area, including the January 20th meeting in Atlantic. Aaron, thanks for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate it, Jim.